A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Early break. Good morning, happy Friday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, studio, Bill Bush with us from once again the Grand Piano Room afar. He'll be back here on Monday. Bill, how are you today? You're unmuted there real quick. You gotta unmute yourself, Bill.
Bill. Remote.
How about now?
There you go. Yeah, we can hear him. Yes, we got you, Bill.
There we go.
Good morning, Bill.
The piano room looks wonderful as usual.
Steve, you did not drive the hog in today.
No, he did. Good call.
Wait a second.
And how would you know that,
Bill?
How would you possibly know that? What giveaway would I have?
How would I know, Steve?
Because I'm drinking out of a McDonald's cup.
You are.
Yes, I knew right away.
Today. Bill.
I'll take a McDonald's 5 Splendors.
Yeah.
A coffee cup.
Yeah.
Hey, yes. Is it weather related? Is there weather I should know about in Lincoln?
No, Bill. I gotta go to Omaha. Right, I gotta rip to Omaha after the show, and so I can't. I didn't want to ride the motorcycle. You know how it goes. I got stuff I gotta carry, and so sometimes you just can't do it.
Can you explain the event in Omaha?
It's my dad's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to your dad!
It's my dad's. I think it's his 83rd birthday.
You don't know what number it is for sure. I mean, Bill just posted it was his dad's 90th last week, and so he knows. I mean, that's 90s a big moment though.
80,
big moment
could be 84.
Could be. 84.
I'm aware of my parents' age. I'm not sure if I should or not, but I am.
No, I should be more aware. Probably. I got him stuff though, so it's. Oh, I'm taken care of. It's possible he would know my age. It's possible he would not know my age. So we're. I think we're covered.
Did you get him an experience or a gift? This is part of Bill's
thrills.
Right?
I'm not putting that out there. There's certain things you just don't put out
there. All right, that's fine. Sorry I asked.
The Sipples are private people, as you've noticed.
I have noticed that.
Yes.
It's great. By the way, do you see the shirt he's wearing today, Bill? Can you see the shirt he has on? I'm assuming there's some sort of big event.
I can't.
He has an On Three shirt.
Bill, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he does have jeans.
Well,
we
have to question everything since you pulled the fast one on us.
On Monday, then.
All of a sudden, there's an article written, and you're like going, and we called you how dressed up you were. No, nothing. Uh-uh. No big deal.
Yep.
No big whoop.
Just a day.
All of a sudden,
just
On Three pulling some shenanigans.
Yeah.
Nobody pulled the fast one. And I was not dressed up. I'm going to be resistant to that.
Those were nice pants you had on.
They were nice pants,
and there's a nice polo.
What's
just because it was
my
white.
Favorite is about at least 3 times a winter, and he shows up in those oversized wind pants, those MC Hammer pants.
That's the best.
When he shows up in those, that's one of my favorites.
I wore them yesterday to the gym.
You did.
I did. Come on.
Why are you wearing pants to the gym in the summertime versus spring? It's
well, it was,
warm
it was a little more.
It was, no, it wasn't. It was 75 yesterday. Is that chilly to you? Is that cold? News to me.
Are those wind pants bad? Because I wear them in public. I do wear them in public.
They're interesting. Of all the things you have, that's the only thing I can ever recall that interests me.
Do you get the looks at the gym with those pants on?
Nobody's ever
looks at all?
I don't know. I don't notice looks. Nobody's
I can see you getting looks with those pants on.
Nobody's ever commented. I know the front desk workers pretty well now, and a couple of them know me well enough that they give me hell. Like, for instance, having my hood up. I mean, they joke about it. So if the wind pants were as bad as you guys portray them to be, that they
just interesting. They're just interesting. Can we say
it's
that?
Interesting.
They're interesting.
They never
and they're definitely oversized also.
Are they oversized, Bill?
Yes. They're definitely oversized.
I don't think of them
as good. It's good for a workout. If you're doing max squats and stuff like that, you're ready to get some flexibility and room.
It's possible these were Marty's at one point that I ended up with them. Maybe I need some new pants.
Maybe you do.
Workout pants.
I thought Bill said there's no, you're at the age you guys don't buy new clothes, though, right? Was it? What was the age?
I finished 8 years ago.
Are you done? No, you can't be done. Yeah,
the only thing I'm going to have to have, there'll be probably a sport coat or some type of, for like a formal event, maybe purchase. Other than that, I'm done. I finished up 8 years ago.
I know I fixate on this about you a little bit, but I've always was struck by that cranberry coat you wore at the wedding.
Sydney's wedding.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
I was freaked out by how good that looked. It was a
still in the arsenal. That one, yeah.
Yeah, go with that.
If you have to, Bill, that's a good option.
It was.
Round two could be a good option again.
Round two, I think you were wearing a multicolored shirt under it. You were regal that night. Regal.
You know, the most regal part of that night was when Copperhead Road came out and Jake sprung onto the dance floor to line dance. Hands down the best part of the entire wedding.
He sprung.
Besides the actual
mid-conversation.
He had that look on his face, and he went out by himself.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, he's like, well, you guys are going to go like that. He was gone. He was in the middle of the floor, and I've got it on video.
I had some liquid courage to that point. I did it. Yeah, it was great. I felt good about it.
I don't think you needed a lot of liquid.
Mid-conversation. See you guys. We'll be right back after this song's over. Hey, when the dance floor's open, you got to respect it. You have to respect it. You can't just shut it.
I will say this. The dance floor was packed. Everyone was doing Copperhead Road. Yes. And then later on, one time, Bella did it in the studio.
She did. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Bella.
Hers was better than my version. She was better.
She's a dancer.
Thank you.
She's a dancer.
Thank you.
Let's not get down on yourself here, Jake.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate
Negative
that,
Jake.
Positive talk.
Oh, I bet the Dolphins can't do Copperhead Road either.
Genghis says Jake was line dancing. Yes, Jake was doing a line dance out there. I mean, this is not.
And I will stick up for Jake on that every single time. Mm-hmm. Copperhead Road is different. That's just a different song. And there's like a special,
there's
a certain line dance you do to it, right, Jake?
It's a special for that song only. That's why I like to do that one.
Yeah, all that song only. And everyone knows it. And if you don't know it, you're kind of, you're odd man out.
There's
I don't
stomps
know it, so and, I couldn't jump in.
There's stomps involved, and that's why it's a big part of the song. The stomping is fun.
Did Elizabeth teach you
stomping's a big part.
No, I learned that way before her. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where I learned it at, some wedding back in the day. But I did learn it at a wedding, though, so... Years ago.
Hey, we should acknowledge Jackson.
Jackson has been here for the last couple of days. Bill has not seen Jackson here because he was gone Thursday. Bill's out Thursday, Friday, remote. Jackson got here yesterday. But Jackson has been here early, beat me here both days. He's doing great work. We appreciate Jackson for being here, the man from Orlando, Florida.
Orlando. Bill, I mean, Bill, we didn't probably acknowledge him because Bill's remote. So it's not, I don't know, the boat's not completely full. But we appreciate you being here, Bill. We have to do roll call here pretty quick.
Shortly, yeah.
I figured that we're probably, the other day I did some mathematics. I think we're probably, of our show, 97.5% all three of us in studio.
About that.
Oh, yeah. That's
about
which is
that.
Preferred.
We're very high in studio like that. Sometimes there's a one-off or something that happens, someone's gone. But for the most part, we're always in studio, and that's a big stressor for us to always be in studio.
We stress it.
And sometimes, the occasional times when Sip has gone for a football trip and he's able to join
football
the show,
he watches
the
cover.
Show.
Or Jake's hiatus to the 808.
Yeah.
The 808. Bill,
yes.
Can I mention that you haven't been, you were under the weather, Jake?
Yeah, it's just.
This is interesting,
been
Bill.
Been fighting something for the last 3 weeks.
3 weeks he's been fighting something.
Well, I was sick before Hawaii. I was sick, definitely sick in Hawaii, and I don't feel like 100% yet. But I told you. Now, I think last night changed something. I was so exhausted. Now, we talk about fatigue, whatever. Every symptom has fatigue.
Mononucleosis. You have mono.
I was like extremely fatigued more than ever. I took a 2-hour nap from 4:30 to 6:30. I was just dead to the world. I said, I have nothing to offer. I can't be a dad. I can't be a husband. I just need to sleep here because I feel like I'm about to die. And today I feel much better. I feel much better today. So I think that nap could have been life changing, possibly. Hopefully,
it's good. It's good you recognized it.
Sitting right next to Steve Sipple with potentially something contagious.
Maybe it went away. Maybe that nap is what it was. What lost the sickness, Bill?
You're going to get a text message from that doctor. Was it North Platte?
No, I think that doctor was in California.
It was California.
Jake,
sure.
You have people at risk.
I know. Yeah.
elderly people at risk.
The elderly people, you put the elderly people at risk.
Jake, Bill, the news was to me is that Jake has been ill for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No, that sucks.
I had to power through.
That tells you there's something going on.
Yeah, but it also tells you that he handled it with aplomb.
I was not full health.
If there's a doctor listening to us, can you please come down to the station?
Please
drive down to see Jake.
Give me all the tests you have. See what you got.
Jake, if you'd have done the steroid pack like I told you, you'd have been dead.
You did tell me.
But you wouldn't listen. Nope, you didn't. Nope, no, that's okay.
You did tell me the steroid pack. I did take a lot of different drugs or pills to try to help out. But,
did you?
And I felt better at times, but I feel pretty good right now.
God, you never really said a word and you were ailing.
You don't say words when you're fighting it.
That's just who he is.
None of us say, hey, we feel like crap. You know, we might say it one time and you move on. That's what we do. You don't make that the feature of the day. Hey, idle chit-chat. I want to give one thing.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing.
It's idle chit-chat. Big shout-out to Nebraska baseball. Here, last night, guys, Nebraska baseball was down 8-0 at Purdue.
After three innings.
They come back and win 11-9. Biggest comeback since 2010 for the program. So right now, with the loss of UCLA to Northwestern, I believe Nebraska clinched a spot in the Big Ten baseball tournament.
They're clinched.
Down 8-0, nice. Bill. They come back and win 11-9 on the road. Maybe that will be the push they need to make a little run in Omaha.
Could be.
You have to remember, crazy things happen in the tournament because it's a single-game elimination. You know, it happened in, I think, softball. Michigan won it, right? Eight seed?
Now I'm out over my skis on that. I don't know.
I think Michigan won it in softball, the Big Ten, last week, and they were an 8 seed, if I'm correct.
Is that right?
So weird things can happen.
The Husker bullpen. The Husker bullpen was the key. Caleb Clark, Price Bender, Grant Clevenger, Drew Christo, and the closer. Luke Broderick.
Coming back from 8-0.
Yeah.
Big win. Like, two more games at Purdue, and then the Big Ten tournament begins next week in Omaha. But Nebraska is in, as of yesterday, with the big comeback and the different result. Nebraska's in the Big Ten baseball tournament. So, well done to Will Bolt's crew.
Yes.
Yeah. Well done.
Anything else? Final chit-chat for you guys.
I don't know, Bill. There's always idle chit-chat. It's just what do you want to take to the air?
I spent the day yesterday in Wausau, which was incredible to get a chance to spend some time up there with Wausau with some teachers and some coaches and some teams. So that was a absolute blast to get a chance to buzz over to Wausau. That'd be close, Jake. That'd be close to Elizabeth's area.
Yeah, Crofton. They have a meat locker in Wausau. I'm very aware of that. I'm pretty sure.
Wausau's got a lot going. They have an incredible little convenience store, too. It's very nice.
So it was a lot of fun.
What sort of meat locker?
It's a meat locker. You can buy meat there.
It's a meat locker, yeah. Meat locker. So Wausau is a hub, just so you guys know. It's a hub.
It's a meat hub.
A great time to spend some time there. Yes.
The meat hub. There's a mild controversy in my life right now. I'm paying somebody to mow my lawn. And
$50.
I know about this person too.
Yeah, Sophia. Sophia, God bless her. She's. I just came home last night and she was mowing. I was like, okay, good job. Now I'm paying her $60.
Just wave at her and go inside and get a cold glass of iced tea.
No, she was sort of wrapping up.
Okay.
I went and got cash, and the controversy in the family, my family, is you're paying her way too much. I'm paying her $60.
How long does it take to mow the yard?
An hour.
But
she's bagging though, and she's using her mower.
I think that's okay.
Okay, God, thank you.
Like, what do they think is a proper amount?
Well, I think I'm not going to identify the people, but the one of them was old, you know, a little older, and I think that she grew up at a time when you paid $10.
Okay, that's a little bit too cheap for some mower.
It sounds like Petrinka.
But
just Petrinka.
No, it's not Petrinka. Sophia is so nice. Originally, I offered her $80. This was, you know, the first time she did it.
That might be a little bit much.
And she said, no, you're not paying me $80. She said, no, you're not paying me $80. This is how good of a person she is. She mows the lawn and then brings me watermelon.
$60 seems proper to me.
Yeah.
Brings it to you.
She brings you food after she's mowing your
yard. She mows the lawn and then brings me a nice bowl of watermelon. That's how nice these neighbors are.
I never let this person go. That's how never let Sophia go.
These neighbors are incredible. They're incredible.
I think with the watermelon addition, that the $60 bags, is definitely fine. Yeah, and she bags it.
Yeah, and she edged too. I was in a hurry last night, and I couldn't. Her edger was busted, and the ropes, you know how that works.
Yes,
and I didn't have time to deal with it. And I said, "Hey, I got these hand clippers." Oh, she goes, "I'll just use those." And so she used the hand clippers. Strange 16-year-old. I mean, just a
go-getter.
I guess.
I would push back hard on the person that you're paying too much. Because how about just rewarding the fact that this young lady is a go-getter out Bill, there doing it? Maybe it is a little bit much, but if it even is. But how about the fact that you have somebody with that kind of energy? And that's an incredible tribute
to make
this
you
young
feel
lady,
better.
And so I'm all for the extra payment.
From the text line, Ozarks Brandon says, "I own a landscaping business in the Ozarks, and we need our guys to make somewhere between $80 to $90 per hour. So you're getting a steal, Sip."
Okay. Well, now that makes me sort of guilty. I might have to up it to 80.
She's the one that said no to 80. You offered 80. She said no. Yeah. You're good. You're in the clear.
Okay. All right. Well, I wondered what you guys would think, particularly Bill, because we're the same age. We grew up at a time.
I'm back. I said I went for a while there of non-mowing. Now I'm back to mowing. I purchased a new Toro, and got the new weed eater purchased.
Yeah, you guys mow.
So,
yeah,
I like to mow.
Yeah. See, now we are different.
I'm mowing today.
I like to watch my lawn get mowed. You guys like to mow, which is fine. We're just different. I'm not a mow. I've never been a guy.
You
that
sit
likes
back
to mow.
And watch the yard get mowed.
I don't sit there and watch. Sometimes I look out the window, make sure she's doing okay.
Okay.
Sometimes have a hard time scratching the frost off the window from the air conditioning.
It's so cold in here. It's so perfectly cold in here. I have a blanket on.
You can barely see out the window. Well, it looks humid and hot out there.
I have no idea, though. That is Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Sign up for a fertilizer program this
Andrew.
Month. If your name is drawn on May 29th, 200% of your payment will go to support Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day. Call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297, Newton's Lawn Care. What else do we do on Fridays after Idle Chit Chat, gentlemen?
We usually have something that's very important, Jake. What is it?
Come on, Bill. What's it called?
Roll call.
Roll call. Texas right now at 402-464-5685. Your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what do we else do we want today, Bill, from the breakers?
Well, as from a breaker, there are days we want to get a feel for things. If we occasionally did a Saturday morning show, the ticket did a Saturday morning show, the three-legged stool, would people listen? Would they listen in on a Saturday morning to occasionally
Jake,
get a
would
show?
Would Jake be there?
What are you doing, Bill? What are you doing here?
Well, I want to know, before we push this thing, I want to make sure maybe they don't have any interest, Steve, so let's find out if they do or not.
In that day.
Wait a second.
And I was thinking more like casual, like 9 to 11.
Do you want
to
do a Saturday show?
Saturday show. Yeah, Saturday show.
Well, we do have programming on Saturdays on the station, but this is a hypothetical
question.
It's
a hypothetical,
The hypothetical.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? come see me at visitmo.com.
Would you want us to do a Saturday? What I want to do a Saturday show. Does Sip want to do a Saturday show?
You, Jake. The question wasn't for you, Jake. It's for the Breakers.
For the Breakers. So in this hypothetical world, would you want that? Is it going to happen? Don't know.
This is an awesome hypothetical.
Are you saying, Jake, right now there's people concerned they're going to get bumped from the show on Saturday?
Possibly. We have people that have 1 hour a week or one show a week that they do on Saturdays. So
we can work around their schedule, right?
We'll work around their schedule. We'll do ours at 5 a.m.
We could. You would. You're not extreme enough.
I would do it. I'd be glad to do it. If the Breakers have interest.
Yeah.
Okay. This is hypothetical. Let's just go with
this
that.
This is a fun
hypothetical one.
Hey, I like this
one. East Lincoln West, of course, says yes. You'd like that. They're all going to say yes. I'm just going to go with that. I'm not going to. There's no no's at all. Robert in Oklahoma, age 49, is with us this morning. Blue Yummy in Omaha, age 30.
They can comment, too, if they want to comment.
Well, they're all saying yes.
I know, but if they want to add a comment, like...
Lou in Orlando, age 80, for sure, GBR, he says. Okay. GBR. Okay. McSafety and Cozy at age 74, who brought us donuts on Monday
and
Tuesday.
Yes.
Dennis.
He pushed Steve Sipple off from behind a truck.
We have video and
why are you taking video of that?
I look out and McSafety is pushing Sipple's hog, and Sipple's on it doing nothing. McSafety's doing all the work.
It is. The video would concur with that conclusion. Sip is just getting pushed back by McSafety.
We're in a truck situation.
74 McSafety is doing all the work for you, by the way.
We are in a
safety at cargo shorts on.
and he brought us donuts. So he brings donuts and pushes you out from your spot because of the truck back.
There's a truck problem.
Yeah, there was a truck problem.
Delivery truck problem.
Ed and Lincoln with us. Pete in Chattanooga. Why would he be listening to the show, Bill? No idea.
I don't get it.
Wonder if he has a connection to Nebraska. Interesting, Steve.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Swift says, I'm working out at Genesis at 70th and A. That's my Genesis. Age 29. I listen no matter what time. Or when, or where.
Swim gave you a funny look because you said it's your
I guess I haven't been to the gym for a while. So it's what if I go to the gym, it's that one there. I should say that. Thank you, Swim.
It's mine.
The one
He's
I go
29.
To. Yep. Mike in Kansas, age 42, going for a run. I would tune in every Saturday morning. Gary in Lexington, Kentucky, age 46. I wouldn't listen. It's the weekend. Our first no.
We have a no. We have a hard no. Show's tanking. All right.
The line
in the sand has been drawn.
Iowa Hunter Tom in Bettendorf, age 69, says yes if it's not too early on Saturday. Jay in Winter Park, Florida, age 59. He says hello to Jackson, by the way. He'd listen via podcast because he's from Florida, as is Jackson.
Jackson. So,
shout out to Jackson from Jane Winter Park, Florida.
And Swim is here for some reason.
Swim has high school baseball today. He's got games at 10, 1, and 4. And so he's prepping for that, getting things ready for it.
Swim is here.
Swim's in the production room with Jackson. Chad and Kyle texted, yes, age 53. Tim in Dallas says, yes, how about a studio audience for that Saturday morning show?
Hey, Bill, what do you think about that?
There you go. See now we're starting to think outside the box. That'd be kind of a live studio audience.
Would you like that?
You know, it's just say that. Steve, you remember that when there would be a TV show and a little thing would come on and it would say, "This is filmed in front of a live studio audience."
Yep.
And yes. they'd play the show.
Yes, I do.
Better times.
They still do that a little bit, don't they? Like Price is Right, they still have. Well, you have to, right?
Well, that's different. That's
see the audience there.
Is the Price is Right? Do they have a live studio audience? They're calling people out of the studio. Come down.
My bad.
Come on down.
My bad.
Part of the thing is come on down.
That makes no sense.
Be better, Steve. Be better.
Jenna.
Yeah, I think the Price is Right, so there's a live studio.
Stop.
We got Jenna in Lincoln, age 34. Bill and Bennett listening. Big Bird in Columbus says 100. I would listen to that. Doug in Idaho, yes, and I'll bring the donuts from Idaho. You bringing donuts? McSafety brought donuts from Lexington.
I like this. I like this live audience thing. What if we just put bleachers out on O Street and they could just stare at us?
Why is the road closed here? They're watching the show.
The live audience is a concept.
Brown in Eli, Iowa, yes, age 46. Cornhusker Craig, heck yeah. Joel in Wisconsin. Jay in Denver, age 27. Robert, age 62, in Coleridge, listening to the show this
Coleridge.
Morning.
Coleridge.
Coleridge. Bearded Ben says, of course. By the way, he's lifting weights in his garage right now.
Really? Bearded Ben, that's incredible.
I love when someone has the gym set up in the garage.
Wait a second.
When you drive by, Yep. Or walk by and see somebody in their garage just knocking out some bench press. That's incredible.
It is. And Bearded Ben.
Ask if he has a TV in there.
Nick says, Nick at Omaha says, yes, only on Husker game days. So just 12 days a year.
Okay. All right.
Okay, it's fine.
Well, you guys already do that. You already have a show.
He wants that before the pregame show, though. A show before.
A show before
the pregame show.
Yes, we could do that. Delton in Milford, age 63, no to Saturday. Got a no on that one.
Okay.
Reed from Des Moines says, no, don't do it.
Why?
Keep it to the weekdays.
Okay.
5 days a week is perfect. Just six could be too much.
Not adding just a six little show, just a...
Well, it's 2 hours. It's back to what we were doing for a long time. Mm-hmm. Ben in Oregon.
And the word occasionally was in there also. Occasionally.
Ben in Oregon says, how long is the cookie skillet going at Ruhlman Steakhouse? I fly in on June 5th. I said, well, it'll be going
Infinity.
Until then. Yeah. It'll be going, Ben. Please make a stop by Ruhlman Steakhouse.
It goes forever. Philman doesn't change up on that.
No, he doesn't. Brad in Muscatine, Iowa, listening to us. Boone in Firth. Kurt in Northern Kentucky. Dylan in Crete. Meal Ticket. Yeah, Meal Ticket is the name. In Ceresco.
Meal Ticket.
New one. Chris at the Baldwin Shop, age 74. Chris.
Wait a second. Chris at the Baldwin Shop.
Yes, he's texting in.
All right, Chris. Good morning.
I bet he's not doing that. I bet he's doing that toilet paper thing today.
No.
He's probably working out, right? He works out in the morning.
Oh, he might. You're right, though. No, he might be doing that. I think he works little bit now, right, Chris? He's 74, but he's working a little bit, right? Isn't that the way?
He does the toilet paper stuff.
on the street. And why do they do that, Bill?
What's that? So you don't get like whatever the tar they're putting down or whatever it is, doesn't get on your car.
Right. Yes.
This is a new one.
Go over with toilet paper.
Rex from Pierce, South Dakota, the capital. Age 66 says yes on Saturdays. I've never seen Rex from Pier on the text line before.
Pier?
That's South Dakota.
So the show might be expanding.
That's the capital of South Dakota, you know.
Pierce is the South Dakota capital.
It's not Pierre, it's Pier.
Pier.
Looks like Pierre, but it's Pier.
Thanks, Jay.
I can't forget you two before I move on. Let's see. We have Owen and Lincoln, Nels in Montana, Bolt with us, age 58, Bolt. Albert got Clam Dog in Chandler, Arizona, age 25. He would support.
Clam Dog is new, right?
I've never seen Clam Dog before.
God, I hope we have new guys. Clam Dog, are you new?
Robbie in Fredericksburg, Virginia. It's a new one also.
What the hell? Do we have any Lincoln listeners?
Brett in Omaha, Genghis in Hondo, Texas, age 62. We got Go Big Ready on YouTube, Troy in Rock County, and James JR in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. He says, next time I'm in Lincoln, I will deliver Spotted Cow. Extra case if it's a Saturday morning show. Ooh, that is something to consider.
Whoa,
right
that
there.
Got built. That got
all of a sudden, things just got interesting, didn't they, Jake?
Up a little
from
bit.
Oshkosh.
Hey.
What a great time. I've been to Oshkosh. It's incredible.
I want to ask.
They have supper clubs.
In Oshkosh, they have supper clubs.
It's Wisconsin.
Supper clubs, 100. Have him text in what the best supper club in the area is.
I want to
maybe give us two.
I want to add something that you guys, you guys are a little more visible than I am in the community, but there are, and I don't talk.
That's not even remotely true.
It's true.
Not sure about that.
But I will tell you this. I've noticed something, and I hope this doesn't sound self-serving for our show, but I'm serious. I wouldn't bring this to the air if I didn't notice it. The people who approach me and say they like our show, it's almost become all younger people. It's amazing.
The youth.
To the point where I started wondering, are we doing enough for our older listeners?
We have 80-year-olds listening and 66-year-olds listening and 74-year-olds listening, so we have them.
Okay.
We have Chris from the Baldwin Shop just texting.
I've just been amazed. I've been amazed.
Well, what do you want us to do? I mean, you want to talk about like the Carol Burnett show, or what are we trying to get done?
Well, we do pretty good at that. But I have been.
Tim Conway?
It happened again yesterday at Planet Fitness. Two guys. Both approach. Just I was on the elliptical at one point and just walking to another point.
With the wind pants on.
With the wind pants on. I had 100% had the wind pants on. And they said they liked it. They just stopped me, you know, and said, we really like the show. Their guys are like in their early 20s.
That's a win.
I know. It's a huge win. I appreciate those guys so much. I think this guy's name was Hogan, the second
good
guy.
Good name.
Yeah. He was with his girlfriend.
Great name.
He was with his girlfriend. And I was really... But this has happened, I'd say, in the last 2 weeks. I've noticed a lot of it's younger people are listening. I don't know if they're listening. I don't know how they listen, but I really appreciate that younger people listen to the old people. Me and Bill are old. We're old. Elderly.
Thank you to
we
young
have
Hogan.
The youth has been, I think it comes back to the Builder Breaker. That'd be the first thing. Okay, who else can they engage? Who else can they maybe like that when you see the young couple again, ask them, hey, let's reach out to one more.
Build a break.
I wonder if they think of our 70s songs and better times. I wonder if that
we're
probably
just talking
about
is.
Stuff they have no idea, they haven't even heard about it. Just think about that. We talk about stuff. This is all it's the first time they've ever heard it.
I know.
Maybe they've added the songs though to their playlist though.
Hey,
from
like
the 70s.
That. Yeah, Jake's been incredible.
I know.
I listened to a bunch of 10cc yesterday.
Did you? I'm not in love, so don't forget it.
That was
just a silly phase I'm going through.
I was walking down the sidewalk. Is that what the first lyrics of that song were?
That one yesterday. Yeah. It was like Bill wrote that song.
In about like 2 minutes before the show started, I wrote it. Hey, you got 2 minutes. Write a song.
I got a song
for who?
10cc.
They want to record it in a half hour. Okay, give me a piece of paper.
I was walking down the street.
That is the roll call. Sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, the spirit animal of Lincoln. Sarah, go see her and the team just south of 48th and Holdridge. Friday is a perfect time to go to Madsen's Bowling, Billiards, Darts, Karaoke. Great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge. Why would you not want to spend your Friday night at Madsen's?
Yeah, why not?
Or Saturday or why Sunday.
Not? Yeah.
The place to be.
Why not?
Pocket Billiards. Can you play nine ball there? I'd like to know that.
I have
Someone
to
chime
think
in.
So.
Can
I
you
have,
play
yes.
nine ball?
Yeah, I have to think so, Bill.
I would think so, too. I would like to know that.
Quickly, before we move on to the next segment, I just want to make sure I saw this yesterday, that the college football playoff is starting to get some sense to them, that they want to have not the auto bids of, hey, a Big 12 champ getting an auto buy, or the Mountain West team or the Group of Five team getting an auto buy. They want to have the proper seeding. The top four ranked teams would get buys. In the playoff.
They get buys, but you still have the automatic qualifiers.
Right. Correct. But those would not get buys though.
Right. So you have to make that distinction. It can get kind of confusing when you're reading these stories. But yeah, I think Bill agrees.
Isn't that the right way to do it?
Yes.
You can have eight automatic qualifiers.
Well,
they don't have
hang
to
hang on
buys,
now.
Though.
So they're saying this next year with 12 teams, they're gonna seed it what we feel is proper seeding.
Yes.
Right. It's not official, but they are definitely leaning toward that right
that,
now for next
that
season.
That is a that would have I would have lost millions and millions of dollars on that bet. If there was a bet, they would change that because
really?
It's the proper way to do it, but everyone had to agree, which means the Big 12 and the ACC had to also agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why you would ever agree to that. If you're them, you got. I don't want to agree to that because it worked out really well for the Big 12. They got their team into a bye.
The Big 12,
and so
yeah.
Well, AC's. I mean, Jim Phillips, Arizona State.
And they had to agree to it. So I'm shocked that because that was the big conversation was this will never get changed this year because everyone has to agree. Well, and if everyone agreed, that's and it is the best way to do it. It's a little shocking they didn't just say, I agree, but yeah, we're not changing that.
We'll just roll
one more year. Then when we change it all next year, whether it be to 14 or 16, whenever that happens, that's when the change will take place. But I'm happy about it. I think. But now you have to remember there were some cool matchups. I mean, Tennessee, Ohio State met up week one. Mm-hmm. That was kind of fun to see by mistake, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ohio State was an 8 seed. Think about that.
Right.
Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, said at the spring meetings that this is the conversation that's happening, that he's in favor of moving towards this. And that's the ACC.
Right. So they would.
The commissioner.
They would now
that's
do.
That's awesome.
They would use the poll, the college football poll, to seed the teams.
Correct.
And I mean, an example of why it was wrong. What was Boise State?
They were the 3 seed.
And they were rated like 10th or 12th.
Right.
Yeah,
correct.
They're rated 10th.
That's not right.
Rated 10th, whatever they were rated.
A free pass to the second round with the bye.
It made no sense. So what was Arizona State ranked?
Fourth. I mean, sorry, they were get the four
they seed got the
because
four
of the
seed, but
they
weren't
like
ranked.
11th?
They were not ranked that high. So that's what we're talking
about. The seedings made absolutely no sense. And I think probably what happened was, even though it would be probably better for the ACC and probably better for the Big 12, they probably just had this moment of like, you know what, maybe we should just do it the way it should be done. Because it was egregious. It really was. For a Boise State to be a 3 seed out of 12 teams.
Right.
Here's what I would say. You've commented on this a lot, Bill. The fact that there's, okay, you have these big-time commissioners, the ACC, Jim Phillips. the Big 12 is Brett Yormark. The Big 10 is Tony Petitti. The Southeast Conference is Greg Sankey. Now, you have talked about this. Their job is to serve their conference. That's right. I agree. Of course, it's to serve their conference.
Think that one and only job. Yep.
Well, now hold on. Now, this is where I would implore those guys. Yeah, I get your job. You have to look out for the best interests of your conference. But I don't think it's wrong for you to also think about college football and what's best for the game. I don't think you have to be so single-minded. And this is an example of them not being single-minded. This is an example of Jim Phillips and Brett Yormark saying, yeah, this isn't probably the best for our conference, but it made the playoffs sort of ridiculous. The seedings were artificial.
Yep.
They didn't make no sense. And it, you know what? A lot of people didn't like it. And that's, we can't continue with things that people don't like, or we'll end up in worse shape than we are right now. I mean, you just can't keep shoving things down the throat of fans that they don't like and saying, we're popular, so we're going to do what we want. No, you can't do that. Some people are starting to tune out a little bit. It's all over the place. The stool's going to be in trouble if they keep going down that road. The stool will be in trouble.
No, I agree. I 100%, that's what it should be. But it'll be, I'd imagine this one would probably be one that the Big 12 and the ACC said this is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And this is also not a fight we need to fight.
Yeah.
It's going to change after 1 year anyway.
Think about it.
So why would we fight this for 1 year?
Yeah.
Then on the other hand, you see the proposal of automatic qualifiers from the Big 10 and the SEC. That is also something that would not be across the board. Everyone, yes, that's what it should be. You don't feel that way.
No.
Fans don't feel that way.
No.
The Big 12 and the ACC don't feel that there should be AQs 4-4 for that way.
People don't like.
And so that's a different time where it's like, no, this is what we're. So it's still not looking out. Everyone's not looking out for the big picture.
I hear
of the game. And
I hear
still need a commissioner.
I hear you.
When we come back, we soon be seeing NFL players playing in the Olympics in flag football.
That's amazing.
Next, early break in the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.